Okay, we're starting a Parak Gimel in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. This is going to start the area of Chanukah, but actually most of the Parak is dedicated to Hallel. So it's a very interesting question that even though we've already covered Hilchos Yantov, as well as the specific Yom Tovim, there's never really much mention of Hallel. It's in this Parak that the Rambam actually discusses the mitzvah of Hallel, and all the specifications that go with it. So he says in Halach Aleph, "B'bayi sheni kishemalchu Yavan gazu gzeros al Yisrael ubatlu datam velo hinichu osam lasak b'torah mitzvah." So in the times of the Second Temple, says as we all know the story, the Greeks came along and made harsh decrees and attempted to destroy the ideology of the Jewish people and didn't allow them to be involved in Torah and mitzvos. U'pashti yadam v'monam. So as their decrees became worse, so they took their money and their daughters and and they went into the Beis Hamikdash and they made that which was tameh, tara tameh. The tzar lahem liyisram o mibneim v'lachatzum lachatz gadol. And of course, they created a lot of tragedies and made a lot of pressure on the Jewish people. Ad shirichem aleim Elohei avosenu v'hoshiyam yadam v'tzilam v'gavru b'nei chashmonai ha'kohanim ha'gedolim. Until what happened? Until they went ahead our God saved the Jewish people and allowed the chashmonaim, the sons of the kohanim of the chashmonaim, the kohanim. The government Hashmak Akonam Gdolim, the Hirgum Veoshio Yisrael Yadam, and they killed the Greeks and saved the Jews from their hands. The Mido Melech Mina Kohanim, and they made a king from the Kohanim, which also was a little bit of trouble. The Chazru Machlos Yisrael Yesra Masayim Shana Adachor Banasheni. So basically, the sovereignty and kingship returned to the Jewish people for approximately 200 years, a little more than 20 years, until the destruction of the Second Temple. So after this historical introduction, the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, Ugushagavri Yisrael Alivehem, the Avdum Machamisha of Eshim Mechodesh for Kislev, right? So the day of victory was the 25th of Kislev. So what happened? V'nechnesu lehechal, they went into the Beis HaMikdash, v'lo matzu shemen tar b'mikdash, they couldn't find any pure oil. So what do they do? El pachechan, except for one tiny little pitcher of oil. V'lo haya bo lahadlik el yom echad, it only had enough to last for a day. V'liku menu nero samracha shmona yomim, achakashu zesim vasiyo shemen tar. So they were able to use this one pach shemen, it lasted for 8 days until they were able to start producing olive oil independently. Halacha gemo, and because of this, hiskinu chachamim shabosu ador sheyu shmonas yamim elu shetchilasa mel chamisha ve'esher mekislev. So that's why the chachamim said that in that generation they made a takana that from the 25th of Kislev, what will happen? You may simcha ve'halal, there'll be days of happiness and halal. And they would also light candles ba'erev at night or in the evening, al pischei abatim mechol laila v'laila, in the front of their houses and every night, mishmonas alelos laharos ulagalos anes, for all 8 of those nights to basically demonstrate and publicize this miracle. The yomim elu hein hanikroin Chanukah, so these days are called Chanukah, v'ein asurim behespe v'tanis k'mi apurim. Now they don't have the same status as Purim insofar as being prohibited in hespe v'tanis. And lighting the candles is an actual positive commandment, rabbinically, just like reading Megillah is. So Chanukah and Purim represent the two rabbinical holidays, and then each one has their own separate mitzvah derabban. Okay, Alakha Dalin. Kol shechayev kriyas Megillah, chay b'alakas ner Chanukah. So whoever kriyas Megillah applies to, so does the mitzvah of halakas ner Chanukah. V'amadik osa b'layla harishon. So the first night, what do you say? What brachas do you say? Mivarach shlosha brachas ve'elohen. So you make these following three brachas. So there's lahadlik, ner shachanaka, there's sha'asa nisim, and then there's shechiyano. V'chol haroa osa v'lo birach mivarach shnayim. So this is called birchas haroa. Anyone who sees the candles but did not light them would only make two brachas, sha'asa nisim and shechiyano. V'vishar leilos, and the other nights, hamadlik mivarach shnayim. So the person lighting would make two brachas. The haroam of arachachas, and someone seeing it, let's say they didn't light, depending on how you learn, would make one bracha of shas anisim, shame of arachat shechiano, because we only make a shechiano on the first night. So that's the first introduction to these halachas. Now, before he goes on into any halachas of ner, notice he said before that Hanukkah is defined by Simcha of the Hallel and Neros. Now he's going to get back to Hallel. So this is where he begins the halachas of Hallel. Halacha hey. B'chol yom b'yom mishmonas yom elu gomer nes Hallel. So on each one of these 8 days of Hanukkah, we say the complete Hallel. We finish Hallel. Okay, it's the entire Hallel is recited. Umavarach lefana of asher kisham tzatzon ligmor es Hallel. So it's very important to emphasize the Rambam had this girsa. Ligmor implying that you're saying the complete Hallel. Like there's an entity called Hallel, a unit. Anything less would not be Hallel. So what the Hallel you're saying is the complete Hallel. Ben yachid ben sibur. It doesn't matter if you're alone or if you're with en shul. So afa pisha kriyas Hallel mitzvah dimirei sofrim, which is a contentious issue. It's a big machlokas whether it is rabbinical in nature or not. But the Rambam held that that Hallel is rabbinical. Its source is rabbinical. Mivarach alav asher kishanim sasivano, you still make a bracha. K'derech shemivarach on Megillah v'al Eruv, just like you make a bracha on Megillah and Eruv. So even though Hallel is derabanan, nonetheless, you still make a bracha on it. Shekol vaday shel devrei mivarach on alav, right? Because anything that we know was established by the rabbis, we do make a bracha on. So when would the suffix emerge? Aval davar shu medivreim v'ikar asiyasam l'nei ha-suffix, right? But let's say there's a derabanan, and the essential action of what's being done is due to a suffix, like kongo meiser demai, aim of arachan love. We wouldn't make a bracha on that situation. But lama of arachan yom tov sheni. So then why do we make a bracha on yom tov sheni? I mean, isn't that a day that exists because of suffix? Behemo tiknu elim ne'a suffix, right? Kadesh lo yizal zlubo. So the reason why we make brachas on yom tov sheni is simply for one reason. So we don't be mizalzel, yom tov sheni. Okay. So in Lach of Vavi says, V'lo halal shechanukah b'vad who shemedivrei sofrim. So not only halal for Hanukkah is the rabbanan in origin. Ela kriyas halal ola medivrei sofrim b'chol yomim shagom ranis halal. So anytime you say halal, okay, it's always interesting that he uses Hanukkah as a starting point, almost as if to imply that the days that personify or are paradigmatic of saying halal is actually Hanukkah. But there's many other days you say halal. Ushmona asar yom b'shana mitzlik mar ranis halal. There are 18 days. You say complete Hallel on Ve'ilohein. So you have Shmonas Yemei Chag, which is Sukkos, right? Shmonas Yemei Chanukah, Rishon Shel Pesach V'Yom Atzeres. Okay, so the first day of Pesach and Shavuos. Aval Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Ein Bahen Hallel. We don't say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We don't say Hallel on those 2 days. Levi Shehein Yemei Tshuva, because there are days of Tshuva. V'Yira V'Fachad, Lo Yemei Simcha Yisera. So there are days where basically thematically, even though halakhically, structurally, they're made for Hallel, thematically Hallel won't work. Tiknu halal bepurim shakriyas megillah yahalal, and they weren't misaking saying halal on Purim, because as the famous one position of the Gemara goes, the reading of the Megillah is halal for the day. It accomplishes that same objective. So to say halal would be superfluous. Okay, halacha zayin. Now as we start going through, we're going to slowly get into some of the specifics of halal. It may seem strange to a lot of people because the way the Rambam formulates halal, it's certainly not the way halal. The text is the same. But as you say, some of the practices are quite different. Okay, in Halacha Zayin, he says, Mekomush osin yom tovim shnei yomim. So if you live in Chutz Laaretz, right, gomer es ha'halo be'echa v'esim yom. There are 21 days you say ha'halo. B'tisha simei chag, so that'd be 9 days of Sukkos, shmona simei chanukah, u'shnei yomim shal Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach, u'shnei yomim shal atzeres. Now, aval b'roshei chadashim, kriyas ha'halo minag v'ena mitzvah. Right, so it's very important to pay attention to the language. So on Rosh Chodesh, this comes from the Gemara, right? Reading Hallel is a minog and not a mitzvah. So there's no idea in Rosh Chodesh of saying Hallel. In fact, in the Gemara in Erechin actually takes up as a Havamin and says, maybe you would think we would say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and the Gemara rejects it outright. So the practice of saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is without question minog. Now, because it's a minog, as the Rambam's going to explain, u'minog zebet tzivor, since this minog was done in a congregation, levikach korn bedilug. So you have this very fascinating idea that because it's a minog, so what would they do? They would say, I mean, again, it comes from the Gemara, but they would say halal bedilug. They would say a shorter, incomplete halal. Right? Now, the question is, what is an incomplete halal? Does that mean it's halal with like missing a couple prakim, or is it a whole thing altogether? I mean, it's not halal. It's just like a minog thing, a minog saying tehillim. That's a big question. So he says, "Ve'im mevarchan alav." You don't make a bracha on halal Rosh Chodesh. Im mevarchan al minug, because you don't make a bracha on a minug. V'yachid lo yikra klal. And not only that, the Rambam held that since this only was a minug that was done b'tzibur, and he's taking the historicity of the saying of Hallel Rosh Chodesh, literally, because in the Gemara, the case was, is that, I think it was Rav, he stumbled upon a tzibor that was saying Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, right? And he was like shocked by such a thing. So he's taking that literally, which is that the only place for the minhag would be betzibor. But by a yachid shouldn't say Hallel at all on Rosh Chodesh, according to the Rambam. Vim hischil, but if he did, right, let's say he was davening alone, yashna v'yikra b'dila k'der shakarim b'tzibor. He could still go ahead and say it. Because remember, at the end of the day, it's still prakim of tilim. Now he then loops in the other days of Pesach, the Chol Hamoed Pesach and the seventh day of Pesach are also Hallel Bedilug, which again is ro. Now that's not because it's interesting if that's because of Minug. It's not really because of Minug that we what do you call say Hallel in those days. It comes from a different reason. But the point is that there is certainly when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, the Rambam is clear. There is no. It's just a it's well, it is a Minug, and there is no chi of whatsoever to say it. Okay, halacha ches. So what do you do? How does Dilog work? Ketsa Medalgin. What do you skip out of Hallel so that's not considered the unit of Hallel? And again, you have to think to yourself, how could such a thing be possible? If Hallel is a unit, how could it tolerate any idea of what's it called? Of taking something out. It's just an odd concept. So he says like this. He says, Ketsa Medalgin, Maskilin mitchila sahallel ad chalamish lemayno mayim vidolik. Right? So you read Hallel from the beginning until the end of lemayno mayim and you skip. The Omer Hashem Zichron Yivarech, you start off with that paragraph, Ad Haluka Umedalek, then you skip again. So that's already skipping a hafti. The Omer Mashi Lashem Ad Haluka Umedalek, right? The Omer Mina Metzar Karasi Koch Ad Sofa Halal, Zeu Minaga Pashut, the Yesh Medalgan Dilog Acher. So that's also an important point. There was never an actual takana of Halal Bedilog. It wasn't that the Chachamim said, this is regular Halal, this is Halal Bedilog, because Halal Bedilog was a Minog. So the minug had different forms. So the way we do dilug today, it's not that's not necessarily the way dilug has to be done. I think the key point is that as long as it's nicker that the halal you're saying is different, as long as it's recognizable that the halal you're saying is different from the halal shalim, that's sufficient. Now lachates kol yom kasha lekriyas halal. So you can say halal the entire day. That kores halal mafreya lo yatsa. Right, and if a person says halal out of order, he's not yotze. So it's very important when you go through halal to realize that the order, the prakim of the chapters is extremely important. It's also important to recognize when he says kol yom kasher lekriyas halal, we have halal in tefillah, but notice it stands alone, meaning that halal is super, it's superimposed onto tefillah, but it's its own type of tefillah, so to speak. Kara v'shah v'chaser v'kara. Just like by Megillah. If I read a little bit and pause and read a little bit and pause, even if I waited the entire day between my pauses, I'm still fulfilling my obligation. Yamim Shagor Behenes Halal. Okay, so the days that I say the complete Halal, Yeshu Lahafsik being Parak Parak, I can talk between each paragraph, between each Parak of Tehillim. Aval Be'emsa Parak Lo Yafsik. But if I'm in the middle of the Parak, I'm not allowed to go ahead and talk. The Yom Shikorim Ben Bedilug, I feel them saw Parak Posek. But if I'm saying the other type of halal, the shortened version, then I can go ahead and interrupt even in the middle of a paragraph. Halacha Yud. Now he says, Kol Yom Shigomrim Boas Halal Mavarach Lefanov. Right? So every day that you say every time you say the complete halal, you make a bracha before. Umakum Shinagu Levarach Achar Mavarach. And wherever the minag was, another very interesting idea, wherever the minag was to make a bracha afterwards, they make a bracha. So the Yahalucha that we say at the end of Halal wasn't necessarily misakin by Chazal. The bracha before it was, not necessarily the bracha afterwards. So what was that bracha? Ketzim Varach, Yilucha Hashem Elokeinu, etc. Until he says at the end, Bracha Tashem HaMelech HaMulah HaMshibach HaMfu'ar, Chai V'Kayam Tamin Yimloch Lom V'ed. Notice again, that's much different than the girsa that most Ashkenazim have, which is Melech Mulah V'Tishbachos, but that is the girsa the Rambam brings down. Okay. Halacha Yud Aleph. Now he gets into some specific customs. He also says, Yesh mekomos shenogu likvol me'odcha kianisani ad sofa halal. Okay, so there were some places, right? I know this is what we do, but it wasn't necessarily, there was never a takana like this, that they repeat the pasuk of odcha, right, until the end of halal. Okay, kofen kol davar v'davar shnei pamim. They would repeat every single phrase twice. So it's not just odcha, it's starting from odcha kianisani all the way to the end. So it just depends where you are. Wherever the minhag makom is, that's what you follow. Okay. Halacha Yud Beis. Minhag Kriyas HaHalal Bimei Chachamim HaRishonim Kachaya. So how was Kriyas HaHalal done in the times of the Chachamim? Again, the minhag, this is the way it was. It's not necessary to do it this way, but this is the way it was done. Achar Shemivarach HaGadol Shemak Kriyas HaHalal. So after the bracha before halal is made, Maslev Omer Haluka. Okay, so he would start saying Haluka. The Cholam Onan Haluka, and then the people would answer with Haluka. The Chozev Omer Halu Avdei Hashem. Right, so you read that pasuk. The Cholam Onan Haluka. The Chozev Omer Haluas Shem Hashem. The Cholam Onan Haluka. Much slower than what we do. The Chozev Omer Yishem Hashem Evorach Me'atavet Olam. The Cholam Onan Haluka. B'chein Al Kol Davar. So what ends up happening, as he says, Achad Nimsu Onan B'chol Halel Haluka Mea V'Shalosh V'Esrim Pamim. Right. So what would happen? You would answer Haluka, right, 123 times. Okay. Simon Lahem Shnosov Sha'aron. Very interesting idea. This is a simon of the amount of years that Aaron lived. It's a whole question why he ties that to here. But what's important is this really slows down Halal a lot. And there are still Taimanim who do this. When they say a Halal, they respond Haluka to every one of these, every opportunity they can, they respond Haluka. Okay. Halacha Yugimel. V'chein, kishakore magia l'rosh kol parak uperak, hein chozen v'omer masha amar. Right? And so another minhag was that when the person reading halal comes to the beginning of each chapter, also notice again that tzibur aren't necessarily saying halal. The kore is, and they're answering. Okay? So what would happen? He would get to the beginning of each parak. They would say, they would repeat whatever line he said. So ketza, kishu omer b'seisra mitzrayim, kolam chozen v'omer b'seisra mitzrayim. So notice the responsive nature. The Chazan would say "B'seis Yisrael Mitzrayim," and they would answer with that. "V'akor Omer Beis Yaakov Mamloes V'cholam Onan Haluka." Then they would say "Haluka Ad Sheyomar Ahavtiki Yishma Hashem Es Koli Tachanunai V'cholam Chozim Omerin Ahavtiki Hashem Chulei." So again, when he got to the beginning of that parak, they would say, they would repeat after the Chazan the first pasuk. "V'chenkes Yomar Akore Haluas Hashem Kol Goyim Kolam Chozim Omerin Halus Hashem Kol Goyim." So you have this practice, this minhag, which was to repeat the first parak, the first pasuk of each of these prakim. And finally, Halacha Yadalin, Hakore Omer Ana Hashem Hoshiana, Vehein Onan Acharav Ana Hashem Hoshiana. So the Kore, the reader of Halal, should say Ana Hashem Hoshiana, and they should answer that. Afa Pishana Rosh Parak, even though it's not the beginning of the Parak. Hu Omer Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, Vehein Onan Acharav Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Hu Omer Baruch Haba V'cholam Omer B'Shem Hashem, also very a little different than what we do. Vimayaha Makri Es Halal Katan O Eved O Isha. Right. Let's say the person saying halal is someone who's underneath the age of bar mitzvah, or a servant, or a woman. Right. You answer onachram mashen omrim mila mila b'chol halal. So meaning that there's no reason why at this point that a woman won't be able to say halal for the tzibur. Zeo minag harishon ubo roy lelech. This was the early minag, and this is the way we should do it. Ava bezmanim elu raisi b'chol makomos minhagos mishunos b'kriyosov v'nesam veinacha mehem doma la'acher. So he's not really telling you if he's endorsing this, but he says in his travels, he's seen all sorts of different minhagim when it comes to the recitation of halal. And I think that's an important point before we start the next parak. Halal, the one idea of halal is that it's really supposed to be set up as like a spontaneous response to God's divine providence. So the idea of allowing for these different types of minhagim is really reflecting the notion of halal being a little bit spontaneous. Something that isn't just simply, an opportunity, not just something that we have to, it's added to tefillah, now it's going to make us be late from shul. Rather, the idea is that if a person really internalizes halal, it's not so much about, of course, the content is always the same, but how you say it, the different ways of saying it really reflect the person's, relationship to this wonderful tefillah. Okay. Halacha dala. Now he comes back to the halachas of Neros Chanukah. So he says, Halacha Aleph, Kama Neros Humalik B'Chanukah. So how many candles does someone have to light on Chanukah? So mitzvasa, the mitzvah was set up, sheyeh kol bayis v'bayis malik ner echad. So the mitzvah was set up that every house, okay, must have within it a candle lit, one candle. Bein shahayu anshei bayis merubin, bein shelo hayo bo elo mod echad. It doesn't matter how many people live in the house, one candle per house. V'amahader es ha-mitzvah, those who want to go ahead and perform the mitzvah in a better way, malik neros k'minyan anshei bayis. So what would you do? You light candles corresponding to the amount of people who are in the house, right? Bein Hashem, Bein Hashem, whether it's men or women. Now, if you want to go further, V'amahadar Yeser Azeh, again, his Lashon is, if you want to improve on the first Hidur, right? V'osa mitzvah min mavchar, and do the mitzvah in the ideal way. Madak nyelech echav echa b'layla rishon, you light a candle for each person on the first night, mostly v'holech v'chol layla layla ner echad. And then you add what they call a candle for each subsequent night. So again, the nafkami would be is that the first night, let's say the third night of Chanukah, if you're doing the mitzvah only, it's one candle. If you have four people in the house, according to Mahadrin, it's four candles. And then what do you call it? If you go further than that, he's going to explain halacha beis. You start counting out the days. So, for example, halacha beis. Ketzad, harei shahayu anshei bayis asara. If there are 10 people in the house, belayla rishna malik asar neos, you would light 10 candles the first night. Uvalel sheni esrim, on the second night, 20. Uvalel shlishi shloshim, on the third night, 30. Achen nimsa malik belel shmini shmonas neos. Until when you get to the eighth day, you'd have 80 candles. Halacha gimel. Now, it's interesting. This is also very, very interesting. Rambam, he says, minik pasha b'chol areinu b'sfarad. But it's the common practice in Spain. The practice became that everyone in the house would light one candle on the first night, and they would add a candle to each night, until on the eighth day they would have lit eight candles. So it doesn't matter if there are a lot of people in the house or even one, you would end up lighting on the eighth night a total of eight candles. Okay. Halacha dalet. Now, ner sheish lo shtei pios, right? Ola l'shnei b'di adam. So let's say you have an oil lamp. Ner always means like an oil lamp. So let's say you have an oil lamp that has two wicks. One for each person. That can work for each person. Mile ka'ara shemen v'kifa psilos. But let's say I took like a bowl and I put oil in it and I put lots of wicks inside. Im kafa le'a kli kol psilo psilo nechsheves k'ner echad. So if I cover it this is a great picture of this, but if I cover the utensil with a kli, so then every psila becomes its own individual candle. Lo kafale a kli, if I didn't put a kli over this ka'ara, so then nasas kemedura, it looks like a torch basically. The afilu kener echad in an ekshevis, it wouldn't even count as a ner. Okay. Halacha hey, eimal li kener es chanaka kodem shetishka chama. This also may come as a surprise to some people. You don't light ner chanaka before shkia. Ella im shkiyasa. So rather, when is the time of lighting Neros Chanukah with sunset? This is a big machlokes because a lot of people don't hold this way. But the Rambam held that at the time of sunset, that's when you do halakas Neros. Loma achren v'lo makdimin. You don't do it later than sunset or earlier. Now, shachach v'hizid, let's say I forgot or even on purpose v'lo hidlik and I didn't light, im shkiyasa chama, madlik v'olech achit chal regal min ashuk. So I have until the people come home from work to light. So the way the Rambam has it is, it's not just that the Zman of Ner Chanukah is from Shkia until people come home from work. Rather, he's saying the time to light is at Shkia. And if I didn't light at Shkia, I have time to make it up. I'd be losing out in a kiyum if I didn't light at Shkia. The Kama Huzman Zeh, Kamo Chatzi Shoa Yeser. So how long is that? It's around a half hour. That's the period of time you have from Shkia until the people come home from work. Avar Zman Zeh, Eino Madlik. And if this time passes, you don't light at all. There must be enough oil or fuel source in the candle so that when it's lit, it'll stay lit until the people come back from the shuk, from work, right? So that's the amount of time, so about a half hour. Okay, so it's a famous halacha. If I lit it and then it went out, right? So I don't need to go ahead and light it a second time. Nishara deleches achar shekalsa regal min ashuk. If the candle stayed lit until even after the people came back from work, im ratzalach boso lasalka osa, I could blow the candle out, which is an important point, by the way. There's no issue whatsoever in blowing a candle out after the Zman Chanukah has ended. Now, of course, the Rambam's not mentioning this, but today, the whole issue of Pearson being inside, etc., we know that the Zmanim is a little bit different, but the Rambam's saying it in its pure sense. This is the way the Lacha of Chanukah was set up. Halacha Vav. Now, kol ha-shmeinim v'chol ha-psilos k'sheros ner Chanukah. So all oils and all wicks are kosher to use for Chanukah. V'af api she'ein ha-shmeinim nimshachim achar ha-psila. Even if the oils aren't naturally drawn after the wick, v'ein ha-or nitlis yafeh b'ozen ha-psilos. And the wicks don't hold the light very well. So you can even use inferior oil and inferior wicks. V'afilu b'leilei Shabbos, right, even on Friday night, Shabbosochim Chanukah during the holiday of Chanukah, mutar l'halik b'shreinu b'psilos, she'asur l'halik b'ner Shabbos. I would still be allowed to use for my ner Chanukah this inferior oil / wicks, even though I couldn't use those for Shabbos. Why? V'she'asur l'shtamash ner Chanukah, because I cannot make use of the ner Chanukah. Bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol. V'afil livdog mos, ein l'nosan l'orah asur. Right, so I can't even check money next to count money next to the candle of Chanukah candles. So that's why it would be okay even on Friday night to use the inferior oils and wicks. Okay, let's do one more. Lach Zayin, Ner Chanukah, mitzvah anichal pesach beisom yibuchutz betefach asamlech pesach asmol and nichlas the bias. So as we all know, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to place it at the front of your house, around approximately the tefach from the entrance, right on the opposite side of the mezuzah. Al smol hanichnas abayis kadesh de mezuzah miyamin v'ner Chanukah mismol. So this way, when if I'm looking at the entrance to my house, I'll see the mezuzah on the right and Ner Chanukah on the left. V'mahaya dar ba'aliyah. Let's say I lived in an attic or in a second story apartment. Manicho b'chalon asmucha l'shus rabim. So I'd place the Ner Chanukah in a window that's near the public thoroughfare, which is also very important. It's not just a window per se. Ner Chanukah shenicho l'malam esrimama lo'asa klum l'fishin anikar. And if I place a candle on the, what do you call it, above 20 amos, I haven't done anything, because if I'm walking on the street, I won't see it. I won't recognize that there's a Ner Chanukah in the window. All right, let's end off with this one. Halacha ches, bimei sakana, during times of danger, what does a person do? Meniach adam Ner Chanukah b'silch beisam mivnim, v'afilu hainicha al shulchano dayo. Right, so in times of danger, a person can light Ner Chanukah inside, even on his own table. Alright. But I must have a different candle lit that's clear. I'm using that candle for in my inside house utility. Right? If there's a torch being burnt, then I don't require another individual candle. But if it's an important person that doesn't make use of a torch, right? So then, he does not, what do you call it? He does not need another candle.